Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth. The virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. In coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you have conceived in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also received a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." The angel departed from her. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Mother Mary humbly said, "May it be done to me according to your word." The only way Mary was doing is to fulfill the will of God. Although humanly speaking, it's very impossible, but she believes. She lived the word of God. In fact, when she was pregnant, the word of God was in her. Today, in a special way, when we receive Holy Communion, we receive Jesus also. We have the word of God in us. Let us learn from Heavenly Mother, open our heart, and just to do the will of God. Mother Mary, give her this courage to follow you, always doing the will of God. And we believe what is impossible for man is possible for God. Mother Mary, please bless us and lead us and guide us together with you toward the Son, Jesus Christ.